Welcome to another edition of the Extension Service Update. I'm Curtis Dame, Hopkins County Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. This week, the past weather has been rather wet, to say the least, and the moisture and other issues affecting local livestock producers have made it appropriate to discuss all-weather services for livestock and how those systems can be incorporated on your farm in operation. When an animal is standing, it applies a certain amount of pressure to a surface. The standing pressure for several animals and farm equipment measured in pounds per square inch can increase and create mud. Mud, for example, for livestock producers who have been in operation for years, is likely a point of interest and topic that can create field damage and soil compaction. This means more pressure is applied when animals are moving, caused increased damage to the topsoil, and moreover, when an animal walks slowly and repeatedly over the same area, as is common in feeding and watering areas, it will sink deeper and deeper into non-cemented materials, possibly up to their knees and hocks. Here are some examples of pressure that's applied by animals. Sheep and humans apply roughly 14 pounds per square inch of pressure on wet soils. Utility and all-terrain vehicles apply 14 pounds per square inch, where a 50-ton dozer will apply 16 pounds per square inch, but cattle, horses, and tractors that have small areas of impact will apply 27 pounds per square inch all the way up to 175 pounds per square inch of pressure. This can affect load-carrying capacities, and therefore different livestock services should be considered. Soft clay or sandy loam can withstand a pressure of 14 pounds per square inch, whereas concrete and soil cement can withstand pressures above 2,400 pounds per square inch. There's a big difference between compacted sand and gravel and those cement structures that we discussed. Improved surfaces, even though these are easy to install as compacted gravel, have sufficient strength to support the needs of successful livestock operations this time of year, especially when moisture is prevalent. Subgrade and site preparation are key to ensure that these structures are successful in helping you to prepare your site for livestock production. Topsoil does not provide adequate strength to support long-term maintenance of a hardened pad. To provide an adequate foundation for the pad, the existing topsoil and vegetation must be removed to develop a base that is uniform in both soil type, compaction, and moisture content. If fill is needed to provide reinforcement or drainage, a subbase consisting of compacted gravel should be used. Make plans for where this excess soil can be used most effectively or sowed to regenerate funds for the project. The ideal width for a feeding area depends on the stock density and the location of buildings, structures, and water sources, or even gates in the adjacent area, and should be made on a case-by-case, site-by-site basis. So what kind of materials would you want to use for livestock structures for winter feeding? Livestock producers have many choices when it comes to surfaces suited for minimizing the creation of mud and other wet areas and situations. Other surfaces could be used, as with materials described later on. The efficiency depends on the availability of the material, installation cost, and the size and scope of the operation in the end. Concrete, while obviously the most hardened structure available, has the highest strength of any surface, but has a higher cost to install and site maintenance also. It's easy to clean and requires virtually no maintenance. Although the initial expense of concrete is high compared to other surfaces, using an unimproved area ultimately costs more because of indirect costs like additional feed and reduced gains. On livestock operations, concrete should be used in areas that typically receive heavy animal traffic, including around waterers and possibly adjacent to feed bunks and in holding areas. Recommendations on the size and thickness of the pad vary depending on the livestock type and ultimate purpose, but usually a minimum of thickness of 4 inches is needed to suffice. If heavy trucks and tractors are going to be on the pad, then 5 to 6 inches is preferred. For construction of concrete pads, an adequate foundation must first be prepared by removing all topsoil to a level of compactable soil. For pads that are going to be subjected to heavy loads, a minimum of 6 inches of compacted dense grade aggregate should be placed to provide a base support for the concrete pad. For more information on this week's topic, feel free to contact your local extension office. And as always, thanks for tuning in.